Part 3.
Listen to the person talking and complete the information on the notepad. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words. You will hear the person twice. At the end, you will have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. You have 1 minute to look at the notepad. The first one is an example.
All right, class, listen up for a minute before we leave the bus. We've arrived at the museum now, and we'll spend about 4 hours here. That's not enough time to see everything, so you should spend some time looking at the map they'll give to you at the reception and deciding what you want to see. The first thing we'll do is participate in a guided tour together as a group. You must all come along on this tour. It will take us, rather quickly, through the archaeology rooms, starting with ancient Egypt and proceeding, chronologically, up to Bronze Age Europe. You don't need to take notes, but you should pay close attention, because it will nicely tie together the lectures we've had this term. I expect the tour will probably take about 2 hours. After the tour, we'll go to the canteen on the first floor for lunch. I recommend that you eat a substantial meal, because we'll have a busy day and will not stop again to eat. After lunch, you're free to go around the museum on your own and see the exhibits that particularly interest you. Remember, you must choose one of these exhibits you see on your own and write a short report about what you saw to present to the other students next week. Oh, and be sure to talk amongst yourselves a bit to make sure you don't all do your report on the same exhibit. That would be quite tedious for everyone involved. It's a huge museum, after all, so there's really no excuse for any of you to do your report on the same subject. OK, let's review the museum's rules. No food, no drink, no gum, and of course, no smoking inside the museum. And remember, there is no photography allowed either. And don't touch any of the exhibits. Try not to leave fingerprints, handprints, nose prints, any kind of prints on the glass display cases. Don't lean on them either. Don't shout, speak softly. Oh, and don't go around in one big group. Split up into groups of no more than 3 or 4 so as not to inconvenience or intimidate the other museum users. Basically, use your common sense and be courteous. I don't want to be embarrassed. Remember, we're representing our school to the world. I'll do a head count in the canteen immediately after the tour and again in reception at 2:30 before we leave. So don't go missing, because then everyone will have to wait around until we find you. Okay, let's go. Be sure to bring all your personal possessions with you. Don't leave them on the bus. All right, class, listen up for a minute before we leave the bus. We've arrived at the museum now, and we'll spend about 4 hours here. That's not enough time to see everything, so you should spend some time looking at the map they'll give to you at the reception and deciding what you want to see. The first thing we'll do is participate in a guided tour together as a group. You must all come along on this tour. It will take us, rather quickly, through the archaeology rooms, starting with ancient Egypt and proceeding, chronologically, up to Bronze Age Europe. You don't need to take notes, but you should pay close attention, because it will nicely tie together the lectures we've had this term. I expect the tour will probably take about 2 hours. After the tour, we'll go to the canteen on the first floor for lunch. I recommend that you eat a substantial meal because we'll have a busy day and we'll not stop again to eat. After lunch, you're free to go around the museum on your own and see the exhibits that particularly interest you. Remember, you must choose one of these exhibits you see on your own and write a short report about what you saw to present to the other students next week. Oh, and be sure to talk amongst yourselves a bit to make sure you don't all do your report on the same exhibit. That would be quite tedious for everyone involved. It's a huge museum, after all, so there's really no excuse for any of you to do your report on the same subject. OK, let's review the museum's rules. No food, no drink, no gum, and of course, no smoking inside the museum. And remember, there is no photography allowed either. And don't touch any of the exhibits. Try not to leave fingerprints, handprints, nose prints, any kind of prints on the glass display cases. Don't lean on them either. Don't shout, speak softly. Oh, and don't go around in one big group. Split up into groups of no more than three or four so as not to inconvenience or intimidate the other museum users. Basically, use your common sense and be courteous. I don't want to be embarrassed. Remember, we're representing our school to the world. I'll do a head count in the canteen immediately after the tour and again in reception at 2:30 before we leave. So don't go missing, because then everyone will have to wait around until we find you. Okay, let's go. Be sure to bring all your personal possessions with you. Don't leave them on the bus.
You will now have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.